This is Paul. I'd just like to add, I appreciate the comments, and just so you know, after that previous public comment, I didn't respond because there wasn't a question there, so, and I certainly could go, anytime you have questions, I'm happy to answer things, so.
Yeah, I think it was just, it was covered in our previous discussion.
Right.
So that's why we didn't really need to talk about it at that point.
Thank you.
I got a question. This is Brad Rose.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with any of this stuff, but has anybody got a recent update on the condition of Dorothy Weston Yaki? I mean, how is she doing? Anybody know?
For the record, that's a former commissioner. I haven't heard anything, Brad.
I haven't either.
Nope.
But you do make a good point. Should, I've thought about giving her a call, I just haven't got to it, and it's a good reminder that should give her a call.
Yeah, I had talked with her sister, I don't remember how long ago, but at that point, she had said she was doing pretty well, and that was, I don't remember how long ago that was now, which is really pretty bad, too. So I don't know either.
She was recovering from an accident, right?
Yes, after the November board meeting, a bus came up onto the sidewalk when she was, or a car came up onto the sidewalk when she was waiting for the bus. And, you know, I guess, I don't know, the person lost control of their car or what, but, you know, anyway, it hit her, and she had a broken leg and, you know, some other things, and it's scary, you know, when you're where you're supposed to be, and
really,
that happens, it's scary. Is there further comment from the public? Okay. The next item is the RSA state visit in August.
Okay. I did get a note from our state liaison, George Kosovich, just yesterday or maybe the day before, saying that he may or may not still be our state liaison by August. He's quite sure that the other person, Sue Rankin White, will be coming in August. I was trying to get from them more specifics, like if they fly to Omaha, we could gear their schedule accordingly. If they fly to Lincoln, we could start here with stuff. We aren't, they're gonna see us and also the general agency, the independent living centers, the Nebraska Advocacy Services. They have a huge amount to do during the week. And so we're needing to coordinate everything, not just with us and their schedule, but with those other entities. So I was trying to get a first step to find out where they would start. And anyway, that's what I found out. So we're gonna be in touch with the general agency to try to put together a calendar of events that will happen. The general agency in Nebraska has a state rehab council, which does meet that week. They meet during the week. And so the plan is for the person or persons from RSA to attend at least a part of that meeting. With our board, we don't, you know, that wouldn't be an option, but I know that they will want to meet with at least some of you. And so I guess part of what I wanted to ask you is, do you want us to try to set up a conference call that could be, you know, with you folks, or do you want us to try to get, when they're in Lincoln or Omaha, to meet with some of you? Sorry, but I'm sure they're not going to have time to go to Hastings, you know. But I just kind of wanted to get a sense of if you have some ideas about how best to help them understand who you are and what your job is.
No, a conference call could be fine.
Yeah.
If we had an evening conference call, or Daryl is there.
What dates are you?
It's August, what is it, the 23rd, is that?
Yeah, I'd be at work already.
It's about the third week of August, or maybe it's, let me just look.
21st.
21st of August, thanks, Connie.
I'd be at work, yeah. Hard to believe.
Be back early.
Would a late afternoon work, or is it evening before?
No, late afternoon, well, I don't know, I can't speak for Bob, I guess.
Yeah, I could make late afternoon work.
Okay, my calendar says it's the week of August 14th.
Anything would still work okay for me then.
Oh, okay.
Morning, noon, evening, whatever.
Okay, good, well.
How about Bill here?
Anytime.
Okay, great. What I'm thinking is that we would also try to get, let's say if it's in Lincoln, we try to get Barbara and Bill there in person. If it's in Omaha, we try to get Daryl and Bob, you know, we try to hold the meeting someplace where they were, where we could also conference in the others. So, okay. And do you have any other ideas? I mean, obviously, we've thought about trying to make sure they can see as much as they can of the different parts of our program, but if you have any other specific ideas, I'm open to suggestion.
Well, probably, Pearl, I mean, this whole new RSA thing, I mean, your contacts with other state directors, I mean, to see what these, this new configured RSA, what they're, you know, like, or, you know, maybe get some feedback on if anybody that they've visited.
Yeah, I was talking with one state director, and I can't even tell you which state, but they have, had already had their RSA visit, and she told me that they would come at 7:00 in the morning and sit at a computer and say, "Open your records to me." So they did, and would be there till 7:00 at night. So they actually spent more time digging in the files than going around seeing the, so the purpose of it is, they sent me this document, meet state partners and stakeholders, yada yada, lists all the different ones, follow up with BR agency on corrective action plan, performance improvement plan, performance measures, review the BR agency's state plan and goals and priorities, learn how the BR and IL programs are organized, how they operate, and nature of key internal and external relationships, listen to and learn about key issues and needs identified by staff, and identify technical assistance needs, and learn about effective practices. Now, to me, none of that says sit at a computer and go into the data, but that's what they did in this one state. So I think, you know, we just don't entirely know.
Well, we'll see what they do, and we'll make ourselves as available as we can, and, you know, so that would be the week of August 14th.
Thank you, I appreciate your working around whatever we end up finding to be the truth.
Okay, the next item is the state plan. And you had sent us some new language on that one page.
Yes.
To make it be, and I did read that. What I didn't do was go back and read it, you know, for the differences.
Well, I didn't take anything away.
So I didn't think so.
I added in new.
Okay, so, all right.
Could we first, just in general about the plan, I did get a few responses of, you know, it looks pretty good, and that's helpful. If there were any revisions to the thing, any gaps that you thought, I know some of it's repetitive, but that's partly the nature of the attachments and what has to be in each attachment. And you really can't just say, refer back three pages, you have to say it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine, I mean, it's, I've, whenever I've read it, it's A painful document to read, but...
Well, one thing that seemed different, and maybe I'm not sure, maybe this isn't really, maybe it wasn't ever in the state plan before, because I sometimes get the documents mixed up. But the, we used to have somewhere an explanation of why it is that we always end up looking like we don't have the right numbers of minority people served. You know, having something to do with our population and whatever, and I didn't notice that.
I was thinking that was addressed in the one standard and indicator that has to do with serving minorities. But maybe I pulled some language out that needs to be put back in. We can certainly look at that.
Well, there was something about it, but it didn't seem like it was the same, and it didn't seem like it talked about the, I don't know why I'm feeling like I'm getting in. I wish I could remember. I didn't put that document in here last night either, so.
Well, if you think of something after the fact that would just help to fine-tune the thing, I think,
okay,
you know, that would be perfectly fine.
Yeah, because once you get one of these things approved, you never want to take anything out, you just want to add.
What I had in mind is that we would have discussion and see if there's anything to add in or take out, kind of in general, not the exact wording, but that then you all would move to, you know, approve the plan that I could forward on to the to RSA. I did the, when I sent you the additional wording, did you go on to read that email from George Cott, well actually it was from David Esquith, and what he was telling me needed to change? Did you get that?
I don't remember getting that. That sounds familiar.
It should have been below my email.
Really?
Yeah. And I learned from our NCSB sources that RSA was sending similar memos to a number of state agencies, not all of them, but a number, and identifying specific deficiencies in the plans that had been previously approved by the regional offices. And in our case, they specified that we don't include a statement of goals and priorities. And so, of course, that's the part that I added into that specific attachment. There are, in our other attachments before that, I do refer to our primary goal is to enable blind people to get, you know, so I actually thought we had done that before. But I did look through that one attachment again, and it doesn't specify the goals and priorities there, so that's why I just added in language. But the end of what Dr. Esquith wrote to us is, please be advised, the failure to clearly identify and describe your agency's goals and priorities as required by Section 101A15C of the Act in your state plan submission may affect the ability of RSA to approve your plan and could result in the department taking further action against the state pursuant to 34 CFR 8012 of EDGAR. So, and EDGAR is the Department of Education regulations document. So, you know, they're coming on pretty heavy with whatever piece they decide to identify from each state. So there also is the comprehensive needs assessment under Title I that we had discussed in the past too. And I had understood from other states that was really being looked at very closely. And we do ours in more of an ongoing assessment across the state, as we've talked about before. But if they do insist that each state every 3 years does a structured, comprehensive statewide needs assessment, that would need to be something we would contract for, to, you know, so that it's all, you know, reliable data and so on, done in a very systematic way. I did speak with Dr. Elton Moore, who's the director of the Rehabilitation Research and Training Center on Blindness and Low Vision in Mississippi, and his outfit has contracted with state agencies to do such a thing. And so if we decided that this would be a good time to go ahead and, you know, contract for something like that, I think that he'd be a very good resource. They understand blindness. They're the ones that do the national reporting of the Older Blind Program for the government every year, or have in the past. They RSA has decided not to put that out again, so I don't know about that. But anyway, these folks definitely, they know research and they know blindness, and they would be a good entity to contract with.
But we're not doing that, we're not deciding to do that right now, we're just knowing that it could.
Well,
or are we?
If we could decide to do it now, we could, instead of waiting till somebody says you don't have it. To me, we have it, but I could see that perhaps they might not, it might be as defined a certain way, perhaps it could be argued that we don't. But they haven't said that to us. They brought up the goals and priorities. So. You know, but that's not to say it wouldn't be a good thing to do a systematic assessment. And if you all support that,
how know, much does such a study cost?
Well, I asked Elton about that. It was about, he was hoping to send me more specifics, but I didn't get that yet. I guess I better not say. I don't remember exactly what he told me. I want to say either $5,000 or $25,000, which obviously is too big of a difference. So we were talking between meetings at the event there, and what he did send me was just what kind of, I mean, Regia, they would be pleased to submit a proposal for conducting a statewide needs assessment. Let's see. We have just completed a statewide needs assessment for the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind and would be glad to discuss a proposal further. They could do however intensive of a project we wanted them to do, and that, you know, if our funds were limited, which of course they are, you know, maybe they could do the parts of it and then some parts that were just more secretarial, you might say, we could do. So we could probably work with them to come up with a solution that would give that systematic assessment, but not having them do the entire full project.
Well, one thing we wouldn't want to do is to do that and then discover that that didn't meet whatever the expectations.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Work.
Yeah. Very good point. So perhaps it's better to
wait till they
wait and when they
yeah.
do ask, get real clear guidance on what exactly
do
how
you
they
want.
Define it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So that's pretty much, you know, other than that, if you like the way the state plan is put forth.
Do we need a motion on that?
Yeah, I'd like to have it be a motion.
I move that we accept the state plan.
Second.
Is there discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you very much. I'll do a little to tweak the, how we address the serving minorities, and then I will send it to you before I do anything else with it.
Okay. The next item is our participation in the state staff meeting. I don't know if there's anything, I mean, we've talked about, you know, some of the electronic or website type updates that we found out about there, and there was discussion about, a little bit of discussion about our next item on the agenda, which has to do with the staff survey. So, you know, these two items may kind of bleed into each other also. Is there anything else that anyone thought we should talk about here concerning the participation in the state staff meeting?
No, I wouldn't think.
No, I just, one comment, I think, you know, we always think we're getting, you know, inundated with this drug stuff, but I thought the drug education again was a good, you know, reminder for everybody. You know, it applied to workers, schools, you know, the seriousness of it. And I thought that was a good thing.
Thank you.
Okay, and I always like the fact that there is, honest to goodness, interaction. You know, people do speak up, and that's always really encouraging. So the next item is the staff survey. I know that I didn't get it sent out until a couple days ago, so I hope people got a chance to revisit it. If, you know, and Daryl, you wouldn't have seen it until this year, so I especially apologize to you for
That's fine.
Getting it out so
that's
late.
Fine.
Did we want to send it as before? Do we want to modify it in any way?
I think it's good.
And what do we want our time frame to be?
Well, we sent it out next week and gave them to the end of May.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This occurs to me would be another good thing to have on our checklist for the commissioners to receive the survey itself and perhaps the results from whatever previous ones, so they you don't have to wait till time to do it before even knowing it exists.
That'd be good.
Yeah, no, well, see, May 31st is on a Wednesday. Do we want to go to the end of that week, or do we want to...
I'm going to do the 26th, go to the...
Well, you don't want to give them too long, and they've no problem doing
it.
Yeah.
They just wait for the last minute.
Maybe make it do the 26th, because that's before Memorial Day.
That's true. Okay.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Would you like me to compile them again?
Yes. That would be a real... I'm glad you volunteered for that.
I knew if I didn't volunteer, you'd appoint me. So.
Okay. Okay, then the next thing we need to do is to set a conference call time to go over the evaluation and still have time for us to get it in by the end of June.
Why don't we just fire her today and we don't have to do that?
No, let's not do
such
that.
A good idea.
No, that's a good idea there, Bill.
Have to keep her on her toes.
We don't want to set a precedent here.
She fainted.
Well, we don't want to set a precedent because, you know, we may not have somebody one day that's as good
as me.
Mm-hmm.
What date did you put on that for the evaluation?
Well, we need to have it done by the 30th of June. I mean, that's when it has to be in by.
How about by the 15th of June? We could take care of that.
Okay, let's see. What day is the 15th? That's on a Thursday. Does that work for people? And Pearl, is there somebody who can set that up?
Set the conference call up? Yes, Val went for that.
Hello, Val.
Just been drafted, Val.
The third, 15th, what Thursday is that, second or third?
Third Thursday, that'll work.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
You can't be there, Bill.
How about the, does the 8th work for you?
No.
We're talking about June?
Yeah, we're talking about June.
Not on Thursday.
Back it up.
The 8th wouldn't work for me either.
Back it up to a Monday.
5th or 12th?
Monday, the 12th.
12th? Does that work for everybody?
Work for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll work for me.
That gives you enough time to compile it all.
When are we having, oh, we're having them the 26th. So that should be plenty enough time.
Couple weeks.
Because I kind of like to do them as I get them.
So June 12th, what time?
Usually meet about 7 o'clock.
Like 7 is what we've usually done.
7 sounds good.
So 7 to 9?
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
I'll never forget the one year when we got shut down and...
Oh, we did our whole cell phone and...
And I had to reassemble everybody.
Call forwarding and relaying.
I had cell phone in one hand.
Oh, that was really bad.
Conference call.
I remember that, too.
So have the turn-off time be 10, just...
Yeah, maybe it should be.
I don't think we can. I mean, if we could, but don't they have a 9 o'clock ending time? I think that's their ending time.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what we got.
I don't know.
It should be plenty, but you always...
Yeah, it should be, but that one year, we really did, oh, that was weird.
This is Val. They have several different types of conference calls. Do you want the one where everyone calls into a number? Do you want where the operator calls and reaches each one of you?
Are they cheaper? I mean, whichever one's cheapest for the state.
For the agency, it's cheaper if you all call in, but that means that you pay the long-distance bill. Now, if you have a coverage that, ooh, you're not charged...
Let's not have that happen, then. I don't have that.
You don't, all right. Well, then we need to have it be, we do that sometimes with other agencies, like when these various directors are getting together. Then if they all call in, it spreads the cost out across the different states instead of all being, just because I open my big mouth, so...
Operator assistant.
Yeah.
And we can get a email reminder to remind us that we're going to do that?
I can do that.
Okay, okay, I'd appreciate that.
I will send saying it's been set up, and I will also send a reminder.
Okay, appreciate that, Val.
Yeah, I think there's a telephone number, too, in case you get cut off or something, call back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there usually is, and they'll usually tell you that over the thing, but sometimes you can get it ahead of time.
And of course, be sure if your normal phone number at home is not where you're going to be that day, you need to let Val know so that she'll put a different number in.
Oh.
Yes, I'll need to know that to set it up, actually.
Well, if, normally, everybody is, takes it from home, but if that's different, you let her know.
Bob's the only one we have to look for once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, we have had to do.
And we haven't had Derek before, so I don't know if...
So we don't know about him.
I'll just make it a point to be at home.
Very good.
Okay, the next item is the focus topics for the next two meetings. We decided that August would be the counselor VR client relationship and how it works. November would be workings of the business office.
Sounds good, yeah.
Okay, so any changes on that?
What date is the August meeting?
August 5th.
August 5th. And it will be in North Platte.
Yes, and the...
We're actually skipping down, but that's okay.
Right, I'll go ahead and say it since we're on that. Candy Larson has reserved a conference room in the state office building in North Platte, and so we're planning on that. It's a nice big room.
What will the transportation and that type of arrangements be?
Well, that's a good, we'll, if Omaha people wanted to get to Lincoln and then go with us to, you know, as one, then we probably would rent a van. And I guess it would depend how many people, whether we do a van or a couple cars. Val?
I believe you have a supervisor's meeting in North Platte the day before. So.
You think?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think we should have the campus.
You're right.
And we had discussed that, but I think I'm going out with my husband.
Oh, okay.
Dating call.
Okay. I have forgotten that.
We haven't got there yet.
And actually, I have since committed to the Nebraska Association of the Blind to speak at their annual convention Friday morning, the 4th. I didn't have that supervisor's meeting on there, so I'll need to do something different. But.
And I was hoping, since, you know, that I might, you know, pick you up at the interstate if there's going to be transportation.
Yeah, that would be reasonable, that we would meet at the interstate someplace. We'd pull off the road and you'd hop in the car.
Right.
Well, this is Val. I heard her say that she wanted to pick us up.
That driver would love that idea.
Yeah, Myrna wouldn't care, I'm sure.
So would we be going, I mean, if we're starting the meeting, you know, in the morning, are we leaving real, real, real early in the morning, or what are we doing?
May I suggest that it would be very difficult for anybody to have good concentration during our meeting if they also added an 8-hour driving day to it. Carlos, is the supervisor's meeting all day, or Bob or Connie?
It's supposed to be the previous day and.
Right, on Friday, but is it all day?
All day.
All day, okay.
All day, face to face.
Okay. If in fact we go out for that, then, you know, we would set up a driver that could take you, you know, and the timing of when to leave, it could be later in the afternoon, it could be the evening for that matter, if Bob and Daryl wanted to. Well, you wouldn't be at work, Daryl.
No, my wife could get us to Lincoln.
Okay. And if Bob wanted to put in his 8 hours first, you'd have to drive there in the evening. So, you know, some of it kind of depends on what you all think is reasonable.
Probably leave sometime in the afternoon. I mean,
yeah.
It's a long haul.
Yeah. It's a long way from Hastings or from.
Yeah.
So.
Is it like, I think it's 5 hours from Omaha or something.
And when you have stops, when you'd be coming into Lincoln, unless you're driving. Well, unless if, Daryl, if your wife wanted just to go with you and not pull into Lincoln, you know, you all could go from there. Or if staff needed to be out there sooner, I guess an Omaha driver could pull into Lincoln, pick up the Lincoln people, head on toward Grand Island, pick up Nancy at the interstate, and head out. So yeah, it's going to be a long drive, especially if that one driver does.
How many Lincoln people would there be?
Two. Well, two of the board. This is a challenge we always have, is, you know, if people from the community or the agency want to attend, you know, we, in a sense, we're open to having people ride with us if we have space in vehicles, but we don't want to get more people
to ride here. It was either now or 4 o'clock.
Okay. I might be able to talk my wife into going the whole distance and driving people. I mean, she did successfully complete the stop class about 4 years ago across the street here. So.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, well, let's see. Bill needs to leave. The only other thing we have is if there is any more public comment.
I have one word before I leave. A word of information. I understood that some workers were told that at lunchtime at the ACBN convention they had to leave, because it was a closed meeting. That is not true. We have never had a closed meeting, as far as I know, and we never intend to. I just wanted to clear up that false information.
Mary Susan, I do want to respond to that. Initially, there was the impression that it was closed, but I let people know, no, it's the business meeting, it is part of their public meeting, it's not closed. So I did let people know that prior.
Okay.
So yes, at first somebody thought it was and told staff people that, but I believe we communicated to everybody that that wasn't the case.
Okay.
So I appreciate your comment.
Thank you, I'm sorry we have to leave.
Okay.
I'll see you people in.
Yeah, so is there, the only other...
We'll talk to you June 12th.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, the only other thing is the, anything else that we needed to work out today as far as the location of the next meeting, but if that's, you know, if we're, if that's going to be done somehow by announcements, I don't know.
Bill, hang on just a minute, I think you left your jacket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I used to walk with and leave my dog at work. Thank you, I appreciate that.
And if there is no other business, we can consider adjournment.
Go listen to brass again.
Okay, all in favor?
Yep.
Opposed?
It is?
Okay, we're adjourned.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
What's the score?
I don't know.
Yeah, happen to have a radio with me.
What time is it?
2:30.
2:30, so really when you consider that we added the Kurzweil thing, we did good this time on time. We did well.